The Nobel Prize in Chemistry was just announced this morning, and one of today's winners is right here in Illinois. Sir Fraser Stoddart is a chemistry professor at Northwestern University in Evanston. He's one of three people recognized this morning for his work on the design of molecular machines. I'm joined now by one of our producers, Christine Herman, who's on our Health and Science beat. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Nyla.
What are molecular machines?
So think about any kind of machine, like a coffee maker or a car. It's got movable parts, and it functions by converting energy into motion. Now, shrink that down really small to the molecular level, and that's what a molecular machine is.
How small are we talking about, Christine?
These machines are about 1,000 times smaller than the diameter of a human hair. So at the press conference early this morning, one of the Nobel Prize committee members did a big unveil of these machines, and she lifted this black cylinder that was on the table and said, ta-da, and of course there was nothing there. These are nano-sized machines.
Right, so you can't see them, obviously. So once 1,000 times smaller than a human hair. That's how small these are. And what was Northwestern University professor Sir Fraser Stoddart's contribution?
So in the 1990s, Sir Fraser Stoddart designed a molecular shuttle. It's made of two molecules, one that's linear like an axle, another that's ring-shaped. And they designed these two molecules in such a way that when they mix them together, the axle threads the ring and creates what looks like a dumbbell-shaped molecule. It has two stoppers, one on each side of the axle, and that allows the ring to move from one position to the next along the axle without sliding off. And then a few years later in 1994, his team showed that they can use electrical currents to control the movement of that ring.
And what would you use these molecular shuttles for then?
Well, Sir Fraser Stoddart and many other chemists around the world have used these and other molecular structures as the building blocks for more complex and functional structures. So, for example, Stoddart's lab developed a molecular elevator with a plane that moves up and down. And this is a movement that they can control by changing the pH. That's how acidic or basic the surrounding environment is. And one of the other Nobel Prize winners, Bernard Feringa in the Netherlands, has created a structure in which one of the rings can rotate up to 12,000 revolutions per second. So you can imagine that this could lay the foundation for something like a molecular car.
Wow.
But as far as what these machines can do, like on a practical level, down the road, researchers hope to be able to use these kinds of machines to carry a cancer drug to a tumor site in someone's body, for example. But if it's got a molecular switch on it, you know, they can control it so that it doesn't release the drug until it reaches the site of the cancer. And so, in theory, that type of molecular machine would be able to make sure that the drug just gets administered only where it's needed. So that's an example of how this would be used in health.
Thanks for explaining that to us. That's one of our 21st producers, Christine Herman, explaining about the Nobel Prize in Chemistry just announced this morning and Northwestern University's contribution to that, with Sir Fraser Stoddart being one of three people awarded the Nobel Prize this morning. Thanks, Christine.
Thanks.